T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We roll on here on a Friday. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We got the Magnificent Seven coming up in about 20 minutes or so. Robbie will give you the best seven plays of the weekend. It's a Mother's Day weekend. Shout out to all the mamas out there.
Yep.
We thank Shout you for out. Everything you did. My mom, biggest fan I got in radio, Leroy. Everybody who thought this was a silly way to make a living, which it is, my mom believed in me. And I appreciate that from her. I love her very much. She listens basically every morning.
I'm going to tell you why. Because she said, well, he made it through college.
Yep.
And he got a job.
Yep.
Everything else is gravy.
Yeah. Kind of. That's kind of how it worked.
Or did she say, huh, 4 years of college and that's what you're going to do?
No, that was more my dad's style than my mom's. My mom is like was always very supportive, very believing in what I was going to do for a living. My dad was kind of like
a different. Moms have a different, like
they do.
Like it's just, oh, I love you, and yeah.
My dad's
moms
like,
are always supportive. Dad's more questioned decisions.
Yeah, dad's like radio, really, radio. But you know, he was calling me last night. About that Floyd Mayweather video, old Papa Bear.
Oh.
He was like, oh, hey, great get. I was like, yeah, you bet your ass, great get. Thank you for the call. That's it. That's all I got. It was like a 3-second phone call.
Hey, and why does it seem like when dads have to give you a good job or congratulate you,
yeah,
they hold back?
My dad, yeah, dad congratulations are kind of like a meeting at the bullpen, meeting at the mound where they just kind of give you a pat on the ass. They're like, yeah, all right, good job.
Hey,
move on.
Yeah. Good job.
Yep. So anyway, and yes, of course, shout out to Mrs. Tobin for putting up with the silly. Oh my God, Mrs. Tobin.
Yep.
She,
started with one little iguana.
When I had to explain to her yesterday, I was like, listen, I'm going to be a little late coming back from Hard Rock Stadium. There was a brawl. She goes, excuse me? I was like, yeah. So I sent her the video and she's just like, I don't really care about the video as long as you're all right. I'm like, oh, no, it's cool. I got shoved by Floyd Mayweather's the security guard. It was the best.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That made my day.
All right.
I've always wanted to be in a melee. Because, you know, people were like, Tobin, you described it as a brawl. It wasn't really a brawl. I was like, yeah, maybe brawl strong, kerfuffle, melee. You know, I don't know what the proper term of what that was.
Dust up.
It was, yeah, dust up.
Things, they got a little dusty. But no blood was drawn. No knots on the face.
I think Jake Paul did lose a tooth. I think that they busted his tooth. Not Floyd, but the security guards, which is what they're paid for.
Which is fine because it ain't the one fighting.
Right. Well, I saw Logan Paul come out of nowhere. That was another. He was like running after his little. You know, obviously he sees like, oh no, what did my little brother do at this point? And he's like running in there.
I always thought Jake was the oldest.
No.
Logan's the oldest.
Logan's the oldest. They're both young. I mean, they're not old gentlemen, but man, that Logan Paul, he certainly knows how to troll. He is something. He is something. I mean, he is going, like, I'm going to tell you something though about Jake Paul. Whatever the end of this is, it feels like it's going to be a blaze of glory, Leroy. Like, I don't know if it ends with him. Big Spoon! Puppy Spoon!
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah! Happy Mother's Day.
Yep, they said Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Anyway.
Even Happy Mother's Day.
See? She believes it, too.
No, I don't. His mom's not my mom, and I say Happy Mother's Day.
Of course. Oh, no, I say Happy Mother's Day.
Of course you do. Of course you do, Big Spoon.
Hey, that's not necessary.
I don't believe it. Don't let him fool you.
A lot of Happy Mother's Days coming in for Big Spoon. See you later, Puppy Spoon. Leroy's got like a damn doggy daycare going on at his house now, because he's got Oreo, he's got Zeus, and that. What's the new one's name? Luna?
Luna.
Luna's cute. Luna.
Luna don't play. Like, she's just starting to bark, and she don't stop.
She's sleeping in bed? She doing the cuddles?
She can't get on the bed. So, no, she sleeps under the bed. Like, what about, if anything scares her, she runs under the bed.
What about Zeus's loose? Where does he sleep?
Wherever he wants.
Is it Max Zeus?
He'll crawl on the bed, then you're crawl
get,
down.
Leroy's going to need to get Dion Waiters' bed. He's going to need to get that extra king.
Yeah, Oreo jump up. He'll sleep in a little corner. But they mostly hang out with Rebecca, so it don't matter.
Yeah, my dogs do that too. Well, I don't like my dog sleeping with me, but they love sleeping with the
kids.
Just
wait till next year we get dog number 4.
No, right. No.
This is your limit?
That's it.
Robbie, let's hit the headlines, my friend. What do we got here, man?
The Ticket is the home of every Miami Heat game.
Guarded by Butler, drives left, at the basket, puts it off the glass, bounces off the rim, no good. Adebayo with the rebound. The game clock runs out, and the Heat are going to win this ball game.
WAXY South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar, an Odyssey station.
Which is brought to you by the Orion Fuels Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenience. So tonight, gentlemen, the Heat are back in action. It's the Minnesota Timberwolves. 8 o'clock tip-off, which means 6:45. Zazzle gets the pregame going right here on the Ticket.
Let's get this win, eh, boys? Huh? Enough of this nonsense.
And just like they I thought, no line.
They did not practice for the last – well, they probably don't know if Jimmy's playing. That's why I would guess.
I hate this.
Didn't practice for the last 2 days, though. They took just 2 straight days off, which is probably didn't want to spread whatever the hell's going through the team, because ever since Duncan had the bubble guts, it feels like it's been going through the team like wildfire.
Yeah,
well, here's the issue. One, you don't want that spreading. And two, they getting ready to have to play 40 minutes a night.
Yep.
For their playoff lives. So from that standpoint, you can't like give them a break. What is at this point in the season, what is practice going to do?
I don't know. You get a new play in there? I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, but no. Bam's practice on Wednesday was going to the Marlins game with Struce and Vincent.
And the ladies. Don't forget about the ladies. Well, they got a game every other day, basically, until the end of the season, because they go, just one day off between. No back-to-backs left, but a game every other day up until next Sunday, the 16th. So, this is it.
Is that five games in 7 days? 4 games in 7 days.
Nope, 5 games in 7 days.
No,
5 games in, I guess it'd be 8 days.
And then if they play, they have to
three
play
days,
a play-in
3 days
game.
In between. So, 8 days.
Yeah, and if they have to play a play-in game, I believe that's 2 days after the season, they have to go into the play-in round, if they're in that round.
Yeah, and if you don't get in the play-in, you get like 5 days off, which is huge. That'd be a monster. Whoa.
That's even more incentive.
It really is. No, it's a huge incentive for sure. So, all right, don't screw this up tonight, boys. Don't screw it up.
Yeah, we can't, like, the Timberwolves but won 5.
How you know? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You ever wonder, like, if you're looking at another team like that, how are other teams looking at you?
I don't know.
Wonder that. Maybe they're telling their team, TCB, they hurting.
They're the second worst team in the league.
Did that stop them the last time that he played them?
It hasn't stopped them for 3 years.
Yeah. Okay.
And they were bad last year, too. They didn't just become bad.
Right. So even after all that knowledge, you still come in here with.
Oh, can I tell you something? Because I'm looking at the standings right now. So I see the Minnesota, they're 20-46. It's second to worst in the East, which of course is above the Houston Rockets. I'm going to tell you this right now. All right. Send me one more Kelly Olynyk box score. Okay.
People are doing that.
I dare
you. Yes.
No, seriously. I dare you to send me one more Kelly Olynyk box score for the team that has 16 wins on the season. It's the same jokers who are giving me net rating when he was on the team. Oh, like he wasn't sinking it every single time there was a rally and he was like, let it rain and bricking it. So do me a favor. Save your Kelly Olynyk stat lines for somebody else. Sell it, save them for the Olynyk family because someone's going to give them another four-year deal and they're going to say through the rest of that four-year deal, there's going to be games where he looks like Larry Bird and there's going to be games where he looks like a bum. And you're going to be like, oh, what happened? What happened? He's Kelly Olynyk. That's what happened.
But yeah,
stop sending me Kelly Olynyk box scores.
You know, there's a lot of players like that. Like, they were all, if he was like that every night, he'd be Larry Bird.
Well, he basically has been putting up Larry Bird numbers on the 16-win Houston Rockets. He is, I mean, you talk about looter in a riot. He has been like, he has been Robin Hood when it comes to that.
All right. All right.
Kelly like, Olynyk.
I mean, no need in taking it out on him.
I'm taking it out on the Heat fans. They're idiots.
If there's one thing that I will always criticize the Heat with is you have your rotation and you have guys who contribute and you know, so much of basketball is about getting into a rhythm. And there's certain guys that they have on their bench that never get the opportunity to get to that, get in a rhythm.
Right.
And so when you have a guy that scores 21 night and then 5 nights later he goes 1-for-10, I'm not going to get mad at him when he's only played 3 minutes in all the games between that.
Kelly Olynyk is putting up 18.7 points per game, 8.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists. He's shooting 57% from the field and 38.5% from three.
Yeah.
Larry Bird.
I see it.
Send me one more box score. I dare you. You get it all. Let me tell you something right now. I don't block people on social media. I usually just mute you if you annoy me. Let me tell you something right now. You got what's coming to you. If you send me a Kelly Olynyk box score for these remaining 8 games, you'll never see a total. I'll never see your tweets again. You're blocked. And I'll block you from Twitch. All right?
Ooh. Hey, let me ask you this.
Yep.
Would you rather have Kelly O or Bleacia?
I mean, I'd rather have Kelly O than Bleacia. Okay. I mean, Bleacia doesn't even play.
Okay.
But Bleacia, like he.
That seems like that was a swing and a miss.
Do you think Bleacia has even. Do you think he's passed the body fat test once? Or do you think he just gets fined every check?
No.
Would you rather have Kelly O or the dead man?
The dead man.
Here's why.
It's not who's better. It's what role they play, because Deadman could be Kelly O. Kelly O can't be Deadman. You see what I mean? Deadman can go outside and shoot the ball.
He's literally
and be a big, but Kelly O can't be in the paint getting rebounds and blocks for a whole game.
Kelly O is going to get he is going to get such a huge contract from this time with the Rockets. He's going to be so rich because of this. Unbelievable. What else you got, Robbie?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Can I introduce you to Hassan Whiteside?
No.
Hassan White, listen, I love making fun of Hassan Whiteside as much as the next guy, but Hassan Whiteside was at least on, you know, playoff caliber teams when he got his fat contract. Kelly Olynyk's literally doing this on the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
Listen, I was fearful when he came down here. I thought for sure he was dropping 30 on our ass. Thankfully,
we have a bet on it. We had a bet.
I was scared. What else you got, Robbie?
Yeah, the Marlins, they finished off a sweep over the Arizona Diamondbacks yesterday. 3-1. Pablo with a nice start. Duval going.
Oh, yeah. A little bit of this Fugazi fight that was going on between Jake Paul and Floyd Mayweather. But if you want the real money, you want a real ass kicking, talk about what the fish did to the snakes. Because I got myself a new pair of boots, courtesy of Dusty Crumb, because we took those snakes. Took them out of the Everglades, yeah. Invasive species. We kicked them out of here. Miggy Rowe going deep. Adam Duvall going deep. And I got my cleaning supplies out. My Fabuloso, yeah. Looking less dusty here. No further questions, Mean Gene. Snap it to a victory, Slim Jim. Yee.
Hey, Sky of Toby, do you have Fabuloso in your house?
At times, not right now.
I have the purple bottle.
The OG.
Yeah. I don't know what you use it for, but it smells good.
What else you got, Robbie?
Yeah, then the Marlins will turn around and start a weekend series at home with the Milwaukee Brewers. No yellies, obviously.
Oh, yeah, back. No yelly. Yelly's out. He's got those back issues. Who's starting tonight, Robbie? Do we know?
Trevor Rogers is on the mound tonight.
Ooh, yeah. The big Trevor Rogers, the big lefty.
Is he the ace? Would you call him the ace
now? He's pitching the best so far. I don't know if I'd call him the ace.
I'd still consider Sandman our ace. But Trevor Rogers has had the best season.
I'm still fearful because remember a couple years ago, Harlan Garcia got off to like an amazing five-start, and he had an ERA similar to Trevor Rogers. Then he crapped out after that.
Bro, how about Sixto's first three starts?
Yeah. Oh God, I may have got
Sixto's fooled. First three starts were amazing, and then he had that. He had a couple of stinkers to end it. But man, when's he coming up? I miss Sixto. Let's go, bro. This dude throws gas.
Sixto, get Eddie Cabrera.
I tell you what, man. Listen, this division is beating up on itself. I thought they described it well yesterday. I think it was Hollinsworth who called it the black and blue division. Like it's beaten. It's closely contested in this NL East. Marlins right now are
two games
technically
back.
What are they? They're two games back. They're 14-16, but they have the only plus run differential in the entire division. So
they're in fourth place.
Wow, that's new because normally the Marlins will win games and be minus.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's everybody else in the NL East is minus. But they're only what are they? The Mets had a series canceled, so they're catching up to everybody. So they're kind of a fugazi second place. But they're only a game back in the loss column to the Phillies. Like it's they got this, man. It's all right. You know what? If they can weather this storm of injuries and still come out of it okay, and they're getting Sixto back, something may be brewing in Marlins land.
Marte,
you know what?
Jazz.
You guys smell that?
I mean, you got Sixto and you got the Sandman. That's gas coming at you 1-2.
Pablo Lopez, he's always Trevor Rogers. Like that's a nasty top four, dude.
Yep.
A nasty top four. Like, you smell those beans?
Got the beans, Larry.
It smells like something's brewing in Marlins land.
Or
just saying.
Or is somebody gonna get the bubble guts.
Somebody says no good Hollinsworth.
I noticed that too.
This year. No, you know what he did though? When Sierra had the robbery yesterday.
Oh yeah, that was an amazing catch.
That was a great catch. That was an amazing catch. Sierra went up and he caught that thing up against the wall. And it wasn't on the initial play. But on the replay, Robbie,
yes.
Chuckles McGee. Oh, web jam wall.
and then the next batter, well, then it the switch changes innings, and then Duvall comes up. And that guy, I thought that guy was going to make a Spider-Man catch.
I thought
it
was too. I thought it was too, dude. I thought it was too. But hey, shout out to Duvall, man.
Yeah, he's like when he homers in bunches. He homered on Wednesday, and then he homered yesterday. But then when he goes on his bad streak, it's on a bad streak.
Yeah, he's literally Duvall or nothing. That's what he is. What else we got, Robbie?
And so Tobin, I saw this come across on the ESPN ticker. So you know Canelo's fighting, Billy Joe Saunders tomorrow night.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Can't wait.
But I mean, I know it's pretty safe to count chickens if you're Canelo. I mean, I'm not too sure about that. But he's already look. I already see it right now. Canelo is open to a trilogy bout with Triple G.
I gotta be honest with you, like the Triple G thing does nothing for me. Like they had two great fights. They were both a little bit controversial, but there's some people I really want to see Canelo fight. I would love to see him fight Demetrius Andrade, Caleb Plant. There's some fun Jamal Charlo. There's a lot of fun matchups there for Canelo that I'd love to see him fight. And I just feel like we've been there, done that with the Triple G thing. Triple G is just not the same guy. That's not to say he can't beat Canelo because, like, listen, they've been razor thin fights, but you know, like, I don't know, Triple G out of this post Canelo era,
not the best fight.
I want a little new blood. I want a little new blood.
I got you.
Tyson Fury, by the way.
I sent you guys a clip of Billy Joe Saunders during the break. You can't play it on there, but I suggest you watch his interview with Radio Raheem, where it's where he asks why him and Tyson Fury are so close. I'll retweet it so you guys can watch it. Very inappropriate for air.
Yeah, Tyson Fury, he was super confident. He's adamant that Billy Joe Saunders is going to win.
Yeah, look, people, if we're looking into this with Canelo and you look at like what his opponents have been, they're mostly stationary guys that he's been able to go up against the ropes and absolutely just pummel on. The guys that he's had trouble with in his career, Floyd Mayweather, Arislandi Lara, Austin Trout. These are elusive guys, better, you know, better technical boxers. Now, he was much younger when those fights are. So you can't say like maybe Canelo's in more of his wheelhouse with size. Maybe he's just matured to a better spot. His defense has certainly gotten a lot better. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what the speed is in this fight, like who's actually faster. Because Billy Joe Saunders does a lot of that same Tyson Fury stuff where he's dancing around the ring, that just, you know, on his bicycle the entire night. I don't think he's going to knock him out. Like Tyson Fury, like he's like, oh, he's going to knock him out. Love. I don't think that's going to happen if he wins. I still think Canelo's going to win, but I'm interested. Like, as if he does beat a guy like Billy Joe Saunders, and a Billy Joe Saunders who looks like he's at his best, then it really looks like Canelo's matured as a fighter.
What I will say about Tyson Fury is he is the epitome of game planning for a fight, and he does it to a T. So if there's anybody who can size up the styles and give you a reason as to why, not that just being his boy, you would imagine that he could be in Billy Joe's ear going, hey, here's what you need to do. Here's what beats him, you know, because he's good at that game planning for a fight.
Right. It's going to be an interesting one. And it's kind of a big one, because if Canelo does lose to Billy Joe Saunders, a lot of stuff will questionable of his, you know, boxing skill set and stuff like that. Floyd was asked yesterday, by the way, he was saying, it was funny because I did a damage is done my friend on this earlier in the week when maybe it was last week where Canelo was like, oh, I would have beaten Floyd in my prime. And he goes, you were 21. I was 36. You were in your prime. Boxed him in, bro.
Hey, now that is funny. Like, who? What's your prime? I mean, but just think about that. Floyd had been doing it that long.
I know.
He got the luxury of being able to win fights while changing his style because of his hands.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? And you, a lot of fighters don't get that luxury, because who's the fight we went to? Thurman.
Keith Thurman.
He kept breaking his hands. So. Yeah, but he never really became a technical boxer.
Well, it was funny, man. Like looking it up last night, Floyd's last fight in Miami, he fought at the American Airlines Arena 15 years ago, and he was the 135-pound champion back then. Like when he was Pretty Boy Floyd,
right?
You know, Whooping up on everybody, and you know, then ended up moving up to welterweight and having all those big money fights with Oscar and Cotto and Ricky Hatton and all that type of stuff. But it's I don't know, man. It's
Ricky Hatton had a little Diaz in him. He used to always get blood.
I loved Ricky Hatton, dude. I mean, he was reckless. And his career, I mean, those two fights with Floyd and Manny. Woo.
He was just walking in the fist for 10 rounds.
Do yourself a favor. We got to get to Robbie's Magnificent 7, but do yourself a favor and watch on YouTube the Ricky Hatton Floyd Mayweather knockout, because there's nothing quite like listening to the British fans there for Ricky Hatton, because they have the band and they have the trumpets going, and they go, only one Ricky Hatton walking along, singing a song, walking in a hat in Wonderland. Da, 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 da. So they're in the middle of da, 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 and then the knockout happens and it just goes as soon as Floyd knocks him out. It's just like the abruptness of the cheering ending when Ricky Hatton goes down is crazy.
It's like Masvidal.
Oh, dude. Anyway, Robbie, you ready to give us your best 7 plays of the weekend, my friend?
Oh, yes.
The Magnificent 7 is next. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for Silhouette's Magnificent 7. By the way, Robbie, you have been looking like witness protection for a good hour now. I don't know if the lighting has changed and time has changed. I can't see you for this segment and really haven't been able to see you for an hour.
Hey, by the way, Oh my goodness. He knocked him out like WWE. His head hit the turnbuckle.
Yeah. Oh, that was the Ricky Hatton knockout. I sent the guys, and I put it on the Twitch chat, the Ricky Hatton knockout of Floyd Mayweather's knockout of Ricky Hatton. So you guys could see that 7 9 the ticket on Twitch. It's there in the chat. But yeah, it was something, dude. And then did you? I sent you the Manny one too. Where
no,
Manny
I haven't gotten to that one yet.
Yeah, but... Manny knocked him dead at the end of the second round. Anywho, we gotta get to the picks. Let's go, Robbie. Magnificent Seven. What do we got, buddy?
All right, as we like to do, we like to do a little warm up stretch. A little Marlins and Brewers tonight. 6:40 first pitch out in Marlins Park.
You like got a kid, Cam Newton. I'm just getting warmed up.
Yeah, stretch. Yeah. You know, Trevor Rogers in the mound.
He's probably got a better arm than Cam Newton.
That's not nice.
At this stage.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Is it wrong?
No.
Okay.
You got Brent Suter going for the Brewers. You got Trevor Rogers going for the Marlins, which puts the total at a whopping 6.5. It's like the lowest total I've ever seen. And I think Vegas wants you to take the over because the over is paying out at -120. The under is paying out even money. Yeah, both pitchers have ERAs under 2. You also got Lone Depot Park Factor, you know, and balls go to die. Very hard to hit home runs there. And the Marlins pitching staff in this homestand, they have been on fire. Even with the bullpen game 2 days ago, you feel like that's going to be runs galore. It was a shutdown.
So nervous with Anthony Bass in the game yesterday.
He got the first two guys out too. Like, oh, he's gonna turn around, and then two guys reach base. Like, oh, and Yimi Garcia's warming up. I'm like, oh no. It was dicey a little bit with Mr. Bass. But look, have you ever noticed every Marlins game on the Mag 7 this year, since the season started, has gone under?
I haven't noticed that.
Yes, I stupidly bet the over last week. I thought that I'd try to game the system, but that was stupid of me. But every single other Friday, the Marlins game has got under. And look, Trevor Rogers pitching well. He is at home. The Marlins are still – I mean, look, they're playing better, but they're still, like, you know, banged up, missing some key guys, missing Jazz, missing Starlin Marte. So the offense is, you know, really hit or miss. And so 6.5, I know it's low. I know it's really low, and Vegas wants you to take the under, but I'm not taking the bait. Give me the under, and it pays better, 6.5. It's going to be a 2-1 affair.
There we go. All right, number two, Robbie.
All right, always lead local tonight. Timberwolves at the Heat. We got a line. We got a line. Like 5 minutes before we came back on, the line popped up. The Heat are 6-point favorites tonight. Now,
cool.
I don't know if you guys, we've talked about this plenty, that you know the Heat haven't beaten the Timberwolves since 2017. That's 5 games in a row, by the way. And obviously, most of the time, the Heat are going to be favored in those games. And obviously, they're not going to win. They're not going to cover. So you do the math. They haven't covered 5 in a row. And look, you got this. This is a weird spot for the Heat. You got a big 2-game series with the Boston Celtics on Sunday, huge for their play-in or regular playoff scenarios. So look, it could be very easy to overlook the Timberwolves. And we don't know who's going to be available for the Heat tonight. We don't know if Jimmy Butler's going to be available. We don't know. You never know.
Do you want the injury report, or you don't trust Heat injury reports?
Give it. Go ahead and give it. But I'm
all right.
Trust
this is via Ira Winderman, the injury report. Jimmy Butler illness questionable. Tyler Hero foot questionable. Victor Oladipo knee out.
Well, they actually ruled Victor Oladipo out. Then in games past, he's been questionable.
Yeah, he's questionable. Questionable on whether he's going to play.
Oh man! But then
you got the Timberwolves. You know, then I just heard Anthony Edwards. He just had a 42-point game. His last game that he played. I think they could give the Heat trouble yet again. You know, the Heat just got blasted at home by the Dallas Mavericks, and there's no way you could say the Heat. You can't have the Heat cover. They might not. They might win. They might pull it out.
It's 15 points, Robbie.
6.
Oh, 6 points.
6 points. That's a spread.
I'd even be nervous of like a backdoor on that one too. Never know.
Oh yeah,
because even if they are in cruise control, you know how they get in these fourth quarters.
Oh
sometimes.
Yeah,
I'm loosey goosey.
This has more to do with the Heat and not to do with any other team they play. I don't think they can be 6-point favorites against anybody.
Yes, if the Heat are up by 20 points in the first quarter, I'll feel really good about my Timberwolves bet, because I know the Timberwolves are going to come back and make it a game. Take the Wolves.
All righty, number three, Robbie.
Another local team in action this weekend.
The Pinks!
A little Sunday afternoon Mother's Day action. Inter Miami against Atlanta United. At
I hate Atlanta United. They're like the soccer Braves fans.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my goodness.
The total is sitting at 2.5, which is throwing three carpet at. That's, it's a little low. Because Atlanta United, they've played four games so far since the season started, and their games have gone over three goals, three out of those four games. And look, I know what you're thinking. Inter Miami, their last game against Nashville, 0-0 draw. So, yeah. But the game of four, they won 2-1.
That's got to be the worst. Watching a no score.
No, they say it's beautiful, Leroy. It's the beautiful game. Art. That's what they say.
No, it's not beautiful. Scoring. No scoring sucks. But yeah. I mean, what do they do on the Spanish channels? Because you know they act a fool when somebody scores a goal.
By the way, JFig, I can't see Leroy in this weird try thing that he is because he's leaning back.
That's on me.
All right, yeah.
I need to zoom in my camera.
Well, all right, Robbie. So what do we got with the Pinks?
All right. So yeah, look, you know, they did have a shutout the last time, but look, the Pinks are at home this time, and they haven't been at home since their first game against the LA Galaxy, and it was 1-0 at halftime.
Oh man, that's right.
It was a debacle in the second half, and you know why? The smeltering heat. When you're out there, it's gonna be hot, what? And when you're playing 87,
is it smoltering or smeltering?
Smeltering.
Sweltering.
He said smeltering.
I said smeltering. I thought it was sweltering heat.
It's not a word what he said, is my point.
Let me see. I'm going to look up smeltering. Go ahead, Robbie.
Well, look, you see, when you're out there playing, you know, 85 minutes in that rigid hot sun, you may be a little loosey-goosey on defense and let a couple – your focus isn't there. You might let a couple goals go through. That's what happened the last game against the LA Galaxy. Over 2.5, easy bet.
I put a smeltering heat, Robbie, and it said, do you mean sweltering heat?
Oh, he just turned that M and make it M-A-W.
We need to put that M this direction. We need to be like the Marlins. Flip the M. It's a W. There is a thing called smelting, which is metallurgy to produce metal from its ore. Smelting uses heat and chemical reducing agent to decompose the ore, driving off other elements and gases. But that is not smeltering. Anyway, like Tua's a smelter, a blacksmith.
Oh yeah, right, bro.
All right, why don't we take a break? All right. Let Robbie finish his Mag 7. We'll come up on the other side. We'll let him get the rest on in. Did you give an official pick for this? Because I got confused by smeltering. Well,
no, I over 2.5.
He said
goals.
Over 2.5.
Over 2.5.
He's
going to
kick
right.
in.
We'll get to the four other picks. The Magnificent 7. Lots of chicanery. We got a recap as well. We're back with more after this. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for part two of the Magnificent Seven. The best four plays left of the weekend.
Yeah.
As we have three in the bag. Marlins under. Timberwolves get with the points.
And over and into Miami.
The Pink's over. All right, Robbie, what do we got for number four?
There's some a little UFC, under-the-radar UFC this weekend, Tobin.
Yep.
And a little undercard action. Cowboy Cerrone against Alex Morono. Cowboy is a -200 favorite, which I got to be honest with you, Tobin. This feels like a slump buster fight for Cowboy that they set it up for. I mean,
he needs one. Well, he was supposed to fight Diego Sanchez, but there was all this all the stuff that was going on as far as like, Diego's health records and things like that. It was a whole to do.
But Cowboy's 38 years old. He hasn't won his last five fights. Like, I know Alex Morono, not the best fighter, but he's 30 years old, 8 years younger than Cowboy. And look, Alex Morono, he's from Houston. Now, the next pay-per-view that UFC has is going to be in Houston. So this guy is probably bitter that he's not going to be at that pay-per-view and in front of his hometown. So I think he's going to be very motivated, and I think Cowboy is washed. And -200 is absurd. You can't bet Cowboy at this stage in his career and lay -200. That's absurd. Give me Alex Morono at a +165 juice there to finally finish Cowboy. Sorry, Cowboy. I hate to do it.
That hurts me, man. All right. So he goes Cowboy versus Sweet Feet. I saw Sweet Feet yesterday at the press conference. Sweet Feet's ready to move those feet, Ocho Cinco.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, I feel like there's a Jake Paul fight in this future for Cowboy.
All right, Robbie, number five.
All right, the new main event. I know the TJ Dillashaw is supposed to be the main event, but obviously that didn't happen. So this is the new main event. Marina Rodriguez against Michelle Waterson. You may know Michelle Waterson better by her nickname, the Karate Hottie.
The Karate Hottie.
That's right. Well, Marina Rodriguez is a minus 220 favorite to win. Karate Hottie fetching plus 175. Now, Marina Rodriguez, she's 13-1-2. Her one loss was to the Cookie Monster, Carla Esparza, who also beat the Karate Hottie last year. And look, Hottie, she had a nice win against Angela Hill in her last fight. Angela Hill, 13-9. But before that, she did lose her previous two fights. Now, I think Marina Rodriguez is going to win, but I don't want to lay the minus 220. So you're probably asking, how do we get that number down? Don't worry. This is not a parlay, although sort of, maybe. So sometimes there are clues in other bets. There's other prop bets amongst fights that give you clues to how this fight's going to go. So, like, for example, for the fight to go the distance is minus 205. So they're thinking this three-five-round fight, obviously they're thinking this fight's going to go the distance, and Karate Hottie, the last three fights, they all go the distance. So if you think Marina Rodriguez is going to win and you think the fight's going to go the distance, why not take Marina Rodriguez to win by decision at plus 130? Way better than laying the minus 220. Book it.
Book it. All right, Robbie, number six.
Like bunk there, getting clues. All right, gentlemen, this may be of news to you, but Saturday, you got not one, but two football games on Saturday.
What? Come on,
they're
bro.
They're still playing football?
Yeah,
who's
playing
football?
This whole time, the FCS has been going on, but we keep getting distracted. March Madness, Masters, NFL Draft.
Like, when are they going to start next year's season? Are they just going to keep it going?
We're in the semifinals. We're in the semifinals. You got two semifinal games, and then the championship is next weekend. And the first semifinal, high noon, Delaware at South Dakota State. Well, it's high noon Eastern. It's going to be 11 a.m. Local time. South Dakota State is a 9-point favorite. Now, you guys may not know about Delaware, but Delaware, they've been a cute story. They're the lone unranked.
Joe Flacco.
That's right. The lone unranked team left in the playoffs. By the way, Delaware also has the Michigan-like helmets.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say that, Robbie.
The Fighting Blue Hens.
How did they not get sued?
Well, I think – I wonder if Delaware had them first.
Because remember, back in the day, everybody didn't trademark everything.
All right. That's Michigan's thing, though, bro.
I mean, you don't say Delaware when you think of those helmets.
Yeah, which is why they should put a blue hen on there.
Well, are they gonna sue Boca High?
Oh yeah, Boca High.
Well, that would just be rude. I do remember Boca High having. Does Boca High still have those helmets?
Belenjo's, they have it too.
I don't know.
We who did we steal? We had I think we stole the Eagles logo back in the day.
You had a football helmet team?
Yeah, not at Barry. I was talking about high school.
Oh, okay.
High school was the no. You know who Barry actually had to who got they got sued by was East Carolina because they used to have the pirate logo. They just took Eastern Carolina's but made it red and black. So they had to come up with a new logo, and thus Bucky was born.
I hope you played no part in that.
I did not. Okay. I did an interview about it though in a media class with the sports information department.
Okay.
But look, this Delaware, they beat last week they beat Jacksonville State. It was an upset win, but Jacksonville State was without their quarterback. Delaware on the season, only 34% on third downs, not very good. Now, it's going to feel like – you may think it's a sleeping nooner because it's 11 a.m. local time kickoff, but it's South Dakota in May. This is like the Super Bowl for them. It's going to be rocking. And South Dakota's quarterback, Mark Gronkowski. I almost said Gronkowski. It is Gronkowski without the K. Not the best of passer, 57%, but he does have 13 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. Great on the run. But you say that, bad passer. But Trey Lance wasn't the best passer either in the FCS level. Look what Trey Lance did. So South Dakota laying the 9. It was a fun ride for Delaware, but the Hens, it's the Hens' dream are over. South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits, they always eat the Hens. Yeah, lay the 9 points.
The Jackrabbits what? Always eat the Hens?
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about? They're herbivores.
Oh, wait. Well, the Jackrabbits are a little bit more feisty. Like, I...
he says a jackrabbit is the evil cousin to the rabbit.
I
don't think that's accurate, but I'll go with it.
It made sense at the time, and after thinking about that through, it didn't make a lot of sense.
And last number one. Seven, Robbie.
All right, this is the other semifinal game, the Dukes of James Madison at Sam Houston State, the Bearcats. James Madison laying 1 point on the road. This is 2:30 on ABC. This is prime time. Someone's O has got to go. Both these teams are undefeated. Now, Sam Houston, you may be thinking, Sam Houston State, they just slayed the Giant last week. That's right. They beat North Dakota State last week, but North Dakota State wasn't very good this year. Obviously, losing Trey Lance, transfer quarterback from Iowa State, not very good. So they had a very down year. Everybody was beating up on North Dakota State more than usual. But it was a dramatic game that Sam Houston State had. They won with a rushing touchdown with 3 minutes left at home. They had an emotional high last week.
The old letdown. Here it comes.
Now, it is a semifinal, but on top of the letdown, they're feeling the pressure. They're at home, nationally televised game. Everybody in the country seeing that the pressure is going to be at an all-time high. They've never been in this kind of pressure situation in the FCS.
Cranked it up.
James Madison, they're used to pressure situations. They usually lose in the title game in North Dakota State, but at least they have the playoff experience of being in the FCS title game basically every year. And you're only laying a 1 point. There's been some sharp money coming in on the Dukes of James Madison. I think Sam Houston, emotional high plus the pressure equals crumble. Stick up the Dukes. Lay the 1 point with James Madison.
All right, there you go. Robbie's Magnificent Seven, best seven plays of the weekend. That's how you spend a third hour there on a Friday, getting your gambling on. If you guys missed the shenanigans from yesterday at Hard Rock Stadium, we'll play that sound for you. The brouhaha. I think it's a brouhaha. I feel like that's like the appropriate term for...
When the parties that be don't throw punches, it's not.
But what about his employees if they throw punches?
Well, that don't count because you always have the crew. When two guys go at it, the crews always fight.
So we'll bring you guys that. We'll get you caught up on everything in sports. We're back with more after this.